Let me call to order the Police Judicial and Legal Committee meeting for this Monday, April 3rd. I want to thank everybody, all of you, Recreation, Public Services, Fire, Police, and I'm sure there are some other folks out there for a great bridge run weekend, one of the best I've ever seen. And if you have never hung around after the race to see how quickly everything gets cleaned up and taken down, I had two people stop me on the street and say it was amazing. So it really was. So thank you all for doing that. Item number two after the call to order is approval of the minutes from March 6th and March 7th special meeting.
Move for approval.
Second.
All right. We have motion and second. Is there any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. The minutes are approved. Item number three is public comments. If you have a public comment, please come forward. You have 2.5 minutes, name and address. Anybody for public comments? All right. Item number four is police matters. First is employee years of service recognition and then the budget review. Chief Arnold.
Good afternoon, Mayor, committee members. Today we have the opportunity to recognize two of our employees for 10 years of dedicated service. I'd like to call Doug Richards and Sergeant Blasky to the front. Pick a side, either side.
There you go.
I like this. This is good. Robert Blasky started in April of 2013 as patrol officer, spent his career moving up through the ranks, became a training officer. An incredibly important position in the police department. It's establishes the foundation for our officers. Was promoted to sergeant and is currently in field operations and also serves our mobile field force, which responds during civil unrest, things like that. So very critical role. Doug Richards started in April of 2013 as well. Was promoted to field training officer again. A dedicated professional who does a fantastic job at training new officers. Was assigned as a school resource officer when the need arose to increase the number of officers and fill those positions. Has done an absolutely fantastic job at Whitesides Elementary. He's also a member of the SWAT team. Can't say enough positive about these two. They are fantastic representatives of the police department, and I greatly appreciate their service for our citizens for the last 10 years. So congratulations, both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. This moves us to item B, which is the budget review for fiscal year 2024. So
I'll go ahead. Go ahead and lead it off, Mr. Mayor. Good afternoon to you, members of committee. Good to be with you as always. If you'll turn to the police department tab. And that's page 44. Starting with the total, proposing that the police department budget be increased 7.2%, just over $1.4 million worth. Pointing out that if you'll see in the first line item, $1.2 million, roughly, of the $1.4 million is straight salary and wages for officers. And that includes positions most positively impacted are police officers and corporals and sergeants. And so that first line item is proposed to go up 11%. As we move down a little bit further in contractual services, which is the next page, let me point out a few items here. That's page 45. All items are significant here, but some I need to point out to you. The first one is the contractual amount for the town hall security guards. That's the amount of money, $195,700 that you see. And then there's the radio user fees at $144,000, the contractual amount for next year for our tasers at $116,000. And number four, the Charleston Animal Society. This is an item that came up earlier today. We have budgeted $75,000. That's the same amount we had last year. There was a move at a prior committee to increase that amount, and wanted you to be aware of that. Also, item number 9 is coastal crisis chaplaincy. That's budgeted here at $30,000 under contractual services.
Mr. Chairman, I know we just passed the Animal Society. When can I give a motion to upgrade that position, that line item?
And this was done in a previous committee. Was it Finance Committee? Finance Committee.
Yeah.
I think it's fine to go ahead and do that now while we all are looking between the tiny little lines.
Well, that's why.
Because I may not find it again once I pass it. So
right. I would like to make a motion that we recommend to the budget committee to upgrade the amount for the Charleston Animal Society, to upgrade it by $205,000 to $280,000.
Second. Motion and a second. I would like to have some discussion, and if we may, you made the motion, you have it for first, but I would also like for Councilman Ritchie to give the police department perspective on that from his years.
Right. Unfortunately, I don't know that anybody has the answer as to why it occurred, but Charleston County removed this from their budget. In the past, Charleston County had assumed the responsibility for North Charleston, Charleston County, City of Charleston, and the town of Mount Pleasant. And they, I thought, were doing a good job with that. I'm not sure, and I think we need to find out why that happened, because for each of the agencies that I just mentioned to have their own requirements for an animal society shelter doesn't make sense any longer in the scheme of things for the whole Charleston metropolitan area. So that's why I made the motion, and I know in the Finance Committee, Councilmember Corley made the motion herself, and it's just a very costly expense, but a very much needed expense for all of these communities, and we need to try to join together with the Animal Society to try to make it work.
Councilman Ritchie?
Sure, just from my experience, our police department has an amazing animal services unit that does a great job responding to strays and turn-ins. And unfortunately, we don't experience as high a level as some of our other jurisdictions as they do. So I think you saw the number of intakes were 500-something intakes, I believe, compared to some of the others. But for us to have our own shelter, manage our own shelter, to $275,000, I believe, or $280,000 that we're recommending, we couldn't even come close to a building management. The vet services that are provided by the shelter, the emergency services provided by the shelter. And just kudos to our unit and chief and his police department. We do an amazing job of rehoming when we find a missing animal. We have the chip leaders where we can identify, and we're able to get reunite a lot of our owners with their animals. Some of these other jurisdictions do not, but when we do have to take them to the shelter, there's a place for them to be safely taken and either adopted out or reunited with their owner. So what we're amending to give them will help them continue providing a great service to our town, our citizens, especially supporting our police department.
Sounds good. Operationally, I'm sorry, please.
I just had the question of, is this just coming out of the general fund?
Yes.
Okay.
I saw our animal control truck the other day, and it's got the cage in the back. Do we have to transport them from here up to North Charleston in our town, in your truck, your department truck?
Yes.
Okay. And so we don't hold them for any period of time. I mean, if we pick them up that day and we can't find the owner, we have to take them on up there that day.
That is correct.
Okay. So there's also transport time that we have for that. Okay. All right, so we have a motion, a second. We're in discussion. Any other?
No, sir.
All right, and I will add, if you weren't in the room, it did pass the previous committee unanimously. So all in favor of the increase for the Charleston Animal Society, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion passes unanimously. Eric, you'll keep walking.
Yes, sir. The only other highlight is included in the police department budget that I wanted you to be aware of for sure is we are planning to replace 20 frontline vehicles, and that'll be a cost of $1.27 million, but that is
20 vehicles.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That is included in this budget, and that's all I have for highlights.
All right.
To make a motion that we recommend approval of items B1 and 2, the operating and projects and maintenance expenditures.
Second.
All right. Have a motion. Have a second. We're in discussion.
Yes, sir.
Have a couple of questions. So you have the floor. Go ahead.
Mayor and members of the committee, I know you have on the Transportation Committee an item that deals with the Charleston County radio user fee, but it's Charleston County 911 system. In previous life, I was fortunate to have both a police radio and obviously phone system in my car to make reports on things like stalled vehicles, etc. Today, when I try to do that, it's a burden that anymore I don't want to encounter. And I say that because it takes so long to go through from our police department to, and not, that's not where it takes long. It's waiting on an answer through the 911 system. And the point I'm making is, I see we're doing something with the county radio user fee. I would like to have some presentation to them about their need to speed up the response, because otherwise our citizens are being told to call 911, and it doesn't make sense for something like a stalled vehicle or a reckless driver or a vehicle accident to call 911. So if we could, some type of correspondence going to the county police department regarding the extensive time it takes, because people are not making those reports like they used to, because they don't want to get into a 5 to 7 minute time waiting with their phone to get an answer. So I'd just like to request that, I know we've got a funding for the county radio user fee, if we could make some kind of statement about that.
Okay. And you're referring to line 2 on page 45.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Be glad.
The county sheriff's office.
Okay. Let's make note of a follow up on that.
Thank you.
A couple of questions that I have, just for clarity. If you go back to page 44, it looks like our travel expense is less this year than it was last year, well, less than it was in 2022. What all does that travel entail? Just so I know, is that travel for training and conferences and things like that?
That's correct, Mayor.
Okay. And is the reduction a figure we have in here? It's down to, and my pen smeared, I think it's 73,000. Is that adequate? I mean, it's somewhat lower than it used to be.
That is adequate. From year to year, it might change. What we're forecasting out for this upcoming year, the 73,000 is adequate.
Okay. And then a couple of other things. It looks like we're replacing 50 body. This is watch guard body cameras. Those are the normal ones like the officers had on when they
That's correct, sir.
Those are the ones that are on the front line.
That's correct. And they have a life cycle. We have to replace a certain amount of the 167 that we have each year.
Okay. So that's 50 of them. That's adequate. And then line number 12 is mental health wellness. And this is for staff.
That's correct, sir.
And that's $16,700. I see it looks like that's for 167 wellness checkups. So I just want to make sure that's enough.
That is, sir. That's one of the things that I'm very passionate about is the mental health of our officers. And to further reduce the possibility of officers having stigmatism of getting help, we're going to begin requiring officers to have a mental health check once a year. We do physical fitness tests. We make sure they're ready in every other way. Make them qualify in firearms, things like that. So this is specific to us, and it's under contractual service because it's a vendor that specializes in mental health for law enforcement.
Okay. And then the last one I have is the very last one, item 42, vehicle monitoring system for K-9s. Is that the one that would give an alert if the air conditioner quit? We've seen some tragedies around the country.
That's correct, sir. That's what that is. It automatically pops the doors open if anything goes wrong or the vehicle malfunctions.
That seems like a low price for the value of it.
It is.
$150, but I just want to make sure I understood what that was, and I'm sure happy to see that. Councilman Ritchie, do you have a motion?
I think I have the motion in a second.
That was for, but I mean to amend for wake up.
Well, that's what we have to discuss. We need to do the hearing. We need to set up this part C. Is that
being here,
sir?
Where am I?
We're in B1 and 2.
If this is probably time, I
do. I was thinking since this is the departmental line item, we can do it now, but I might be.
I'd like to make the motion. This has to do with our community investment donations. Winthrop, Carolina had requested $29,816. It did not appear on the funding, so I am making a motion that we recommend to the budget committee that Winthrop, Carolina is fully funded for the $29,816 under our community investment donations.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
And a second. That list is on page 43, which is the one page up from your police tab here. And they had requested 29,816, but there's none in the proposed budget. So that was the motion to correct that. We have a second. Any discussion?
Oh, no, I just had the question. So this was coming out of the opioids. Because how much did we receive in the opioid settlement funds?
$300,000, but that's a separate matter altogether.
Oh, it's a separate matter.
This would be above.
Those are private funds from the settlement that don't come through our appropriation process.
Thank you for the clarification.
Yeah.
And Mr. Mayor, I'll just say, since working with Ms. Shipman, I see she's in the audience. I appreciate her being here. The amazing work they do. Our police department partnered with them many years ago and continues to be great partners with them. We'll talk more about that in the next item. But without that partnership, I think we'd have had lives lost. The training we get, the support we get, the training and education we get. If there's more we could give them, I would. But I appreciate everything they do, and that's why I made that motion. I did.
Okay.
All right.
And remind me, did the motion just mention the amount that was requested, the
$29,816. I did mention that in the motion, yes.
Any further discussion? All in favor of the motion to amend, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. It will be recommended to the budget committee. All right, so we're moving on through. Any other questions regarding the police line item budget, which is on pages 44, 45, and part of 46. All right. All in favor of the motion to recommend this to the budget committee, please, as amended, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All right. The recommendation will go to the budget committee. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right. Now let's move to Police Department Capital Fund Projects and Maintenance Expenditures.
Covered, sir. With the vehicles I mentioned, I could give me that sort of blend of them both.
So that was part of the motion. Okay, we're good. All right. Item C is discussion of planned use of opioid settlement funds.
So, Mayor, as Councilmember Ritchie said, during his 10 years chief, he started an amazing relationship with Nancy Shipman in Wake Up Carolina. We've continued to build on that partnership. The opioid settlement money, we've been in discussion with Wake Up Carolina. They are a fantastic partnership. And trying to figure out what is the best possible way to spend this money to maximize harm reduction. And so that's what we've done. And our intention is to do that by funding a peer support counselor. When you have an individual who's dealing with substance abuse, having a peer support counselor, somebody who's in recovery, be the one that they liaison with, work with, is far more effective. And so we intend to fund that position. Salary, equipment, phone is $49,000, roughly $50,000 a year. We had previously discussed funding a mental health clinician, but the department has one through the victim, through Charleston Dorchester Mental Health, the victim. We've recently learned, and I had a meeting with them last week, that their mission is changing a little bit, and victims of opioid will qualify. So we are going to use our current mental health clinician to provide services for individuals dealing with substance abuse. So the money that we had intended to pursue a mental health clinician can be put back into multiple years for the peer support counselor. The other objective that we'll be working on is the Narcan training and increasing that and becoming a community distribution point. So that's what we're going to be doing with our partnership with Wake Up Carolina. And we'll be working with legal and finance to make sure everything is done correctly.
Okay. So the settlement funds that we get is supposed to be just below $300,000, right?
That's correct.
So is the idea to use that $50,000 a year, that will fund that for 5 or 6 years?
5 years.
And that's what works for Wake Up as well? I mean, this is a mutual thing.
Right.
Okay. And that person will be on the staff at Wake Up?
That is correct.
Okay.
There would be an employee at Wake Up Carolina funded through us. So that's why I say we're working with the finance department and legal to make sure that reports are provided, all the financial obligations are met for documentation of how the money is used and spent.
Okay. And I know, Ms. Kotoff, this is not public money. We're not really appropriating it as an elected body. But we're agreeing to a use of it, I guess, is the way to put it, right? Is it sort of an MOU? Is that the way this would work?
We will need to appropriate it.
So okay.
For town council's next meeting, we would present to you to accept the money. We'll appropriate it.
Okay.
And then in your budget ordinance every year, any grant that's not complete carries forward. So the money would carry each year until it's expended.
Will we receive it all at once?
We've already received it, yes,
okay.
Sir.
So then we'll just spend it over. So we will get updates and we'll know how it's going, that the position stays filled, that type of thing.
Yes, right? Sir.
Okay. Good to know. Thank you. So I guess we need a motion.
Do we not have one on the floor?
We didn't.
No, the motion earlier was for the...
Yeah.
Community investment money.
That was A and B. Right?
So are we bringing the motion to accept the money? Is that what I'm hearing?
To accept the money, is that what you want, or just to agree to this arrangement, which, or both?
We already have the money in-house, so it would be a recommendation to council to approve the plan as presented by the chief.
Okay.
And that we will bring to you, along with it at council, a vote to approve the expenditure in the budget.
Got it.
And again, then that's the fund of mental health counselor, Chief?
The peer support.
Peer support, yeah.
We already have a mental health clinician embedded with us, and we've recently learned that that individual has the ability to do the counseling that they previously didn't, their mission changed, which is great because it allows us to spend that money on the peer support for a longer period of time.
Peer support. And Mr. DeMora, Ms. Godoff, do y'all need a dollar amount or just to approve that position and we'll go from there?
Just to approve for now.
So I'll make a motion that we accept and approve Chief's plan to partner with Wake Up Carolina to fund and support the peer support personnel for Wake Up Carolina.
Got it.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Thank you, Wake Up Carolina. Nancy, we appreciate the work you've done, and this is a meaningful partnership for us and our community. So it's a good, it's wonderful. All right. Thank you, Chief. Appreciate all three of those areas of budget activity. Thank you for all the info. Let's move to item five, which is judicial matters. I think Laurie would be coming up. I just want to say, too, that this committee, when we were interviewing judges twice now here this year, lawyers from around who applied all said that there is not a better municipal court than Mount Pleasant. And we're just really pleased to hear that. And we can't say it enough, but we just said it again. So thank you. Thank you for that.
And they also have our smallest budget, so.
Yes.
And so very, very quickly, no new positions, very small increase. You know about the wages. Item to point out is the next page. Recall we're required to have a public defender. That's listed under item one at $35,000 a year is about what we have to spend to support that requirement. We had some software and contractual services that's come out now that it's been implemented. So that's a large reduction in the budget. But it's pretty lean. I appreciate your consideration.
Anything to add? So it looks like the total is down by 0.5%. And it looks like a significant reduction in the outside legal counsel. Is that correct?
So the public defender, is that what you're referring to? Outside
legal counsel. Nope.
That is the next budget, sir.
I'm sorry. I'm a page ahead.
I don't know.
I am a page ahead. Do we have a motion?
Move to recommend approval to the budget committee.
Second.
All right. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Now we'll move to the next.
Thank you. Okay.
And you know that Mr. Pagliarini was summoned to a long existing legal matter, so he's unable to be here. I criticize him that he chose this date the budget. But yes.
So this would be what's on page 31.
That's correct, sir. Yes. The legal tab, no new positions. Budget is down just under 1%. There is a reduction in outside legal, and you can see how these expenses break out on the contractual services page, which is the next one, page 32. Number one's a legal contract, and then here's the assistant court solicitor and some smaller items. Not much to it. We do have $10,000 that funds FOIA software, which you know has been a major impact on us here at the town. Huh. And when you mentioned outside legal, sir, that's, I think, the sixth line item down on the very first page, and that's a reduction, and not as much. This is a good
thing. That's generally a good sign.
It's a good sign, sir. And that's it.
Okay.
Move to recommend approval.
We have a motion, and we have a second. Is there I probably missed it. I know we charge for FOIA production.
Mm-hmm.
As allowed by law. And is there an income line for that I'm missing somewhere? It's probably not big, but it just when I saw the FOIA software thing,
It would be in our revenues. Do you recall
okay.
the line item, Marcy?
I think it's miscellaneous.
Miscellaneous.
Okay,
revenue.
That's fine. Yeah. I'm not going to get that far in the weeds. I was just wondering, just of the requests that I'm familiar with, it seems like there's a lot, and I figure there's probably a lot that I have no clue are even happening, and just wondering how much that's adding up to. But we can talk about that at another time. Any further discussion on this motion? All right. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Motion passes. Thank you very much. See, we covered both items, general operating expenses. We covered court administration, general fund. Is there anything else? I think item 7 shows that we would be complete. We did vote on all our motions, right?
We did.
I was present one time when a committee adjourned with a motion still on the table. So, all right. Thank you very much. We will adjourn. Get ready for transpose.